Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Great to be with you again today, thanking God for a brand new year. Brand new year. We have been highly favored. We've been on the air for a year now, and we're blessed and highly favored. Grateful to be with you, and thank you for joining us. It's always a joy and a pleasure to come before you to share with you a word of comfort and hope. This is called the Hope Forum, Churches of God in Christ from the Central Pennsylvania area is the host, and we're grateful to be with you. Our president is Bishop Benjamin J. Ravenier. Our dean or our theologian is Bishop David Scrivens. And all of our pastors are joining us to share with you that we love you and we're much concerned about your welfare, your well-being, and your health as God has prospered you and said in his word, I would above all that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospered. So that's our concern. That's our compassion for you. And we praise God for you. We thank you for joining us again this year. Looking forward to more of you joining us. And if you ever want to converse with us, we're live every Saturday morning, and we're available to you. So you can give us a call at 646-915-8259. That again is 646-915-8259. You can give us a call here. We're live and on the air, and we'd love to have you join in with us and share with us what's on your heart and on your mind, and if there's any way that we can answer your questions, or if you need prayer, we're certainly available. We'll pray with you, we'll touch, share with you, and then allow you to share with us. So give us a call. That, again, is 646-915-8259. And we're supported, we're sponsored here. We are not sponsored and supported, but we are shared with this ministry with the At the Cross Church of God in Christ with Pastor Christian Robertson, the Bible Way with Pastor Robert Woodall, the Emmanuel with Bishop David Scrivens, the Faith Temple with Elder Ishmael Garcia, the Faith Refuge is Pastor Vernell Sims, the Lingo Memorial is our president, Bishop Benjamin Ravenel. The Mount Calvary Church is by a superintendent, Dr. Gilmore. And Upon This Rock by Pastor William Hines. The Redeeming Life is Pastor Poteet. 12 Stones is pastored by Pastor Superintendent William Mosley. The Shiloh Church of God in Christ by Pastor Kevin Scott. The Millennium Neighborhood Church by Pastor Truman Marshall. The Grace Tabernacle Church is by Pastor Walter Green. The Family of God Church is pastored by Pastor James Campbell. The Bible Fellowship Church is pastored by Pastor David Green and co-pastor Verna Green. And the Shekinah Glory is pastored by Elder Yusuf Effion. And we have the Guiding Light is pastored by Pastor Willie Sawyer. We're grateful to have all of these on board and thankful to God for what he has done and what he is doing. I want you to know that today, even last evening, we were at the Radisson Inn at Camp Hill. We were there for a high time in the Lord with Bishop Benjamin Ravenel as the prelate of the Commonwealth Jurisdiction, Churches of God in Christ. And Bishop Clarence Lewis III was with us on last evening and preached a powerful message. And we were just so blessed and highly favored. Thank God for his choir and all of those that shared with us in that precious service. And we were blessed. And today we're going to be blessed again with Bishop James Hunt, who is the chairman of the General Assembly of the Churches of God in Christ worldwide. And he's going to be with us this morning at 10 a.m. at the Radisson Inn in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. You want to join us there at 10 a.m., you'll be blessed and highly favored. The Word of God will be preached, singing will be done, and oh my, Spirit of the Lord is very high. There will be an anointing service there. Bishop will be anointing everybody with the laying on of hands, and the oil of gladness will be shared, and the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all of us. And we are grateful for this privilege of being in the Radisson Inn, and they called it last night St. Radisson. We were highly favored. I tell you, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, addeth no sorrow with it. So we're grateful. We're glad to be with you today, and we're looking forward to what God will say to us. I am thankful to God for your presence, for your support. The Lord bless you, and heaven smile upon you. So we're grateful. We're grateful. How can I say thank you more and more and more? From this time this morning, we'd like to share with you, I'd like to go to the book of Acts, and the book of Acts, the third chapter in the book of Acts, and I shall be reading the first 10 verses. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who had entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look on us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but of what I do have, I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up and stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The blessing of the Lord. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We're so grateful for this time that you have given us, for the fellowship of the Spirit, for the promise of God. We thank you for the airways in which we are able to commune this word to your people everywhere. We are blessed and highly favored, and we're thankful to God that you never left us alone, but you have given us your word, and we hold it very dear, because your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish whatsoever you have chosen for it to do. So we're thankful. We're thankful. We thank you for the brand new year that you've given us, and this is a new opportunity, another chance, God, to do even greater works than what we have done in the past, knowing that this power of God, the promise of the Spirit, the wonderment of God, thank you. Thank you for life, for health and strength. Thank you for courage. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you, Father, for giving us our president, our governors, our mayors, to all men in authority, for they shall lead and govern our countries and direct our paths. We are blessed, and we thank you for them. We know that all things don't work our way, but it's your way, and your way is the right way. We thank you. Knowing this, oh God, that we cannot control things as you can, and we accept what you're doing. We bless you and we praise you. We worship you and we adore you. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a great God. And we appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that you have done. Thank you for healing our bodies in the midst of this flu season. Yet you are God, and there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you in a time that there's war and chaos in many nations around the world. But we thank you, Father, because we know then yet that you are in control of everything. And there's nothing too hard for you. You can speak and men live. You speak and men die. And we're grateful because you're the only one that has life and death in your hand. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those that you saved last year, added to the kingdom of God, and even added to our churches. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We ask that this year will be a glorious year, glorious time of fellowship. And we pray, O God, that many souls will be added to the kingdom of God. As Peter stood on the day of Pentecost and preached that word, God, and thousands were added to the church, we pray this year, God, that there will be a great increase in the body of Christ, and that the glory of God shall be revealed in all the world, that everyone everywhere will have an opportunity to hear, but thus saith the Lord, thy word, O God, have we hid in our heart, that we may not sin against you. But we are thankful to God that you said in your word, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father, and the Jesus Christ the righteous will deliver us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and for the victory we have in Jesus. We are blessed and highly favored, and we know that it's only by your grace and by your mercy that we are continually to stand and to do that which we do. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and honor, dominion and power. Thank you, Father. Continue to lead our nation and lead our nation leaders, God, and give us favor with you. Thank you for our bishops. Glory to God. Our bishops everywhere, God. Our superintendents, our pastors, our elect ladies, our mothers in Israel, our mothers in Zion, for those who all call upon your name out of a pure heart. We bless you. We thank you for every door that's open in your name, every church everywhere, every corner, that there is a house open and called a house of prayer. We pray, O God, our Father, that this year, that this brand new opportunity, brand new year, that as you said in your book, in your word, if my people that are called by my name would humble ourselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you would heal our land. And I thank you, Lord, because we're going to do that this year. We're going to turn from our ways and seek your face evermore and give you glory and honor and praise for what you have done and for what you're doing. For we thank you and we give you praise and glory for it all. In the matchless name of Jesus our Christ. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Now, if everyone that's listening will pray with me, as the Lord taught his disciples to pray, would you pray that prayer with me? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. We were sharing with you when we first started off the word of God that came from the book of Acts. The book of Acts was written by the Apostle Peter. And we have the history on Peter somehow that he was not the perfect man that we look for all the time, but he definitely was a man after God's heart and one of the men that God chose to share his word and to deliver his people. The book of Acts begins where the gospel leaves off, reporting on the action of the apostles and the work of the Holy Spirit. Beginning in Jerusalem, the church is established and grows rapidly, then faces intense persecution, which drives the believers out into the surrounding areas. Through this dispersion, Samaria and the Gentiles hear the good news and believe God. So the former treatise of Apostle Luke, Luke, the writer of the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Acts, writes these words. The from an account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After he, through the Holy Spirit, had given command to an apostle whom he had chosen, to whom he had presented himself alive, after suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he has said, "You have heard from me." For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. When we look at this and examine this text, we find that that the apostles that God had chosen through Jesus Christ had led his disciples along the way and taught them the things that was necessary for them. So after he had risen from the dead, and they had been scattered, but he called them all together again. And he told them that they should go to Jerusalem there and to wait until they be endued with power from on high. So Jesus was mindful to give them an expectation so that they would not be left to just fathom around or walk around on their own or decide what they wanted to do, but they would be led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus led them while he was here through the days that he spent with them, the 3.5 years that he spent with them, sharing with them and teaching them the things of God and the things that's pertaining to the kingdom of God. He was very mindful that his disciples would be left alone and they would have to need another comforter. So he said unto them, "If I do not go, I can't be with you everywhere," because he was in the body and he could not be everywhere at the same time. So he shared with them, "I must need go, because if I don't go, you will not have a comforter, and you will not be able to go into all the world to teach and preach the gospel, because it was necessary for us to get all over the world and not just some parts of the world." God is not a respected person. He's very mindful that everybody, everywhere, every nation, every kindred, and every tongue, that he wanted them to hear and to know what the will of God was for their lives. And he left them with expectation. So he says unto them, "Go to Jerusalem there, and I want you to wait in Jerusalem. I want you to just wait in Jerusalem. I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait. Don't get excited. Don't get discouraged. Don't get despondent. But go to Jerusalem and wait." The hard part for all of us, and I think that I share in this, that it's hard for us to wait, especially when we know what we want to do and how we can do it, and when we want to do it and how we want to do it. We know that, but it's a wonderful thing when we can obey God and just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He said unto them, "Wait, I want you to go to Jerusalem, and I want you to wait there, because if you go without me, you're going to be in trouble. And if you go without the power that I should give you, you'll be in major trouble." So we have the opportunity that Jesus gave us when he shared with his disciples, just wait. John did baptize you with the water unto repentance, but there's one that cometh greater than John, who will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power, and with power. And after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall have power. And the power is the ability to achieve purpose. God had a purpose for every man, and he wanted them to lean into all the world and to reach everyone the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're thankful to God that he has given us the opportunity to reach the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's just a matter of time that we know that we have this opportunity and this great privilege of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he tells them to wait in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. After they had been there for 10 days, and that's a long wait, if you know what I'm talking about, that's a long wait for them to just have to wait and wait on the promise of God. But the fact is that God will do what he said he will do, and God will complete everything that he started. But the matter of it is that we're going to have to wait on the Lord. And you're going to have to encourage yourself sometime, because waiting is a real task for most of us, because we're impatient. We want it when we want it. We want to do it when we want to do it. And we got to have it because it's got to be done now. My greatest problem in life is that what I want it yesterday. And today I still don't have it, but I learned that we must wait on the Lord. So while they were waiting in the temple and the upper room at Jerusalem, I'm sure that many things happened, because the Bible gives us to understand that some of the people that were in the temple, they left, and they all didn't stay in the temple because, oh my, there were hundreds of people that went into the temple, because Jesus made quite a bit of disciples before he left the earth. And so while they were waiting, trusting in God and hoping for the promise of God, and that's what we talk about, the hope form. Hope form is designed to give us a comforting word and hope for tomorrow. So we come to this point where the disciples are waiting in the upper room, and then one day the Holy Spirit came upon them. And the Bible said it set upon them like clothing tongues of fire. It set upon all of them. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And so whenever they had been fulfilled, and then they made a decision that Judas had to be replaced, because Judas had been the one who betrayed Christ and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. So they were there, and they made that decision. And here, Peter, James, and John, and they were the catalyst for carrying the others and helping the others to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But they were the three main characters that we read about in the book of Acts. So while they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and now they were empowered to do the will of God, the Bible said they heard them. The people of the city heard them. They had come from every nation. Every nation had gathered together in Jerusalem. It was a feast day. Now, the day of feast was the day of Pentecost, and they came there to really just enjoy themselves with the rest of the body of God, the people of God, and they joined themselves there that they might hear a word from God and that they might join in fellowship and then understand that we're not alone in this world, that God so loved the world. That's why he gave his only begotten son, because he loved the world. He didn't just love one people or two people. He loved the world. So here the gospel has to be preached in all the world. And so they were given that opportunity. And when they were gathered together and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, the Bible said that the people that were around them heard them speaking in different languages and all. And they deemed that these people were drunk. So they said that these men are drunk and they're full of new wine. And Peter stood at that day, the impulsive Peter, the Peter that had been a coward, the Peter that had denied Jesus Christ. But this same Peter stood on that day and declared unto them, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in tongues. And then he said unto them, this is the promise of the Father. He spoke in the book of Joel. In the last days said, God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And so God has given us a greater expectation of what he is going to do. And even in this present time, when we're looking for help in every area that we can think of, our economy is down, our nation is in wars and rumors of wars all around us, and people are killing people, and people are doing diverse things to hurt people and to destroy life and take life. And we're looking for help and hope. How are we going to deal with these situations, these problems that arise in such a great way? And Jesus is telling us, now listen, if you wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, you will have the ability to deal with every situation in life, because we are responsible for this world. When he told his disciples, now I'm going away, but I'm going to give you another comforter. And when the comforter comes, you're going to have the ability to deal with life as it is. But I'm going to leave you in charge. I want you to occupy until I come. I want you to hold things in check. I want you to do what's necessary to be done. You're to pray for the government. You're to lead a godly and sober life. You're to walk upright before my people. You're to witness to every condition. And I'm going to give you authority. I'm going to give you power over all unclean spirit. And when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power. And that's what we can do. We can really rely on what Jesus has said. So then we get an example in the book of Acts. The third chapter goes to the text of today, that when Peter, James, and John were on their way into the temple, they had left the upper room. They had preached the message of God. 3,000 souls were added to the church. So they were on their way to the temple. And when they got to the temple, they saw this man who had been sitting at the gate called Beautiful, had been sitting there for 40 years. 40 years. Can you believe that? 40 years. They brought him daily and laid him at the gate for him to beg for money. So they laid him at the gates and he begged for money every day for 40. Can you believe that? 40 years of doing the same thing, begging, begging, and begging. Oh, my, oh, my. You know, for me now, I'm born and raised in Alabama, and, you know, we didn't have much, but what we did have, God blessed us and gave it to us. And so we didn't understand it fully and know it all. And so we had to deal with life as it was. So we bless God for it. And we thank God for what he has done and for what he is doing. And so this man begged for 40 years. And here he comes to a time when God was mindful of that. And he was so mindful of that. And so the men, when they saw Peter and John, he asked right away. Can you give me some money? And Peter looked on him, and they looked at each other, Peter, James, and John. They looked at each other and shared with them, look on us. Look on us, as he said, look on us. And when they began to look on Peter, James, and John, and he got this man's attention, fully attention, because he had been accustomed not paying attention but just looking at his mat where he sat, when they'd come by and they would throw money at him. And that's what we have today. We have to look at this in a different light. Money is not the answer to everybody's problem. Everybody's problem cannot be solved with money. Everybody's problem cannot be solved with trinkets and toys and gifts and clothes and houses and land. Everybody's problem cannot be solved with that. So what do we do? We look to God. And we look to Jesus Christ for our help, and our hope and our expectation is that God will deliver us out of this bondage of sin. And so when they looked at them, and he said, silver and gold, the man was expecting to receive a gift from them, money from them, so that he could go on doing what he was doing. But after 40 years of begging for money and 40 years of getting help from people by giving them money, had never got him up off of that mat. Every day they would have to bring him there and lay him down or sit him up, and he could not walk. So that for 40 years. And so here, Peter, James, and John said, look on us. And when the man gave his attention to them and looked upon them, and I'm sure that what he saw was not what he was expecting, because when he looked upon them, they said unto him, silver and gold have we none, but that which we have, we're going to give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. Oh my, can you think for a moment what words this has to this man who has never walked in life, But they say unto him, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Wow. I don't know what I would think. I don't know what you would think. But sometimes, you know, it's just a word from God. It's just a word from God. A word from God can do so much more than anything else in life. See, when you got a wounded spirit, when you got a broken heart, money won't always answer that. Money might buy you something that will sedate it, but it does not necessarily deliver. Money might buy you something that make you happy for a moment, but happiness comes from things that happen. But what do you do for hope and your expectation? The Lord said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So when you want life, and you want life more abundantly, you cannot just hang tight with a couple of dollars in your hand, with money. We have seen it over the period of the last 30, 40 years, how people will hit the lottery. People will come into great sums of money. People will die and leave their money and all of that. And then sometimes you see them in the next month, the 6 months, a year, and they're in prison. They're going to jail. They're drug addicted. They done lost everything they got. Because what? Money was not the answer. Money helps. I'm not fighting getting money. I'm not fighting having money. I'm not fighting being wealthy. I'm not fighting being rich. I'm saying here that money will not do everything that actually need to be done in everybody's life. In some people's life, yes, but not everybody. But this man here had been begging for 40 years, had been receiving for 40 years, but had never got up to walk. So when they said unto him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's power in the name of Jesus. Can I share with you? There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus told his disciples, anything you ask the Father, when you pray, anything you ask the Father, in my name, you shall receive it. Oh, my. That's power in the name of Jesus. In other words, Jesus said, I got credibility. I got favor. I am with the Father. The Father is in me. I am in the Father. And whatever we choose to do, we can do it because God is God. No other power given under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. You want to call on the name of Jesus. The Bible said that they reached out and took him by the right hand, not the left hand, but the right hand. And the right hand is metaphorically for they took him in the right direction. They took him with the right spirit. They took him with the right expectation. They took him with the righteousness of God. They shared with him the righteousness of God. They shared with him the faith of Jesus Christ. They shared with him what God came to do. And they reached out and got him. And the Bible said that when they began to lift him up, hallelujah, he got strength in his ankle bones. He got strength in his feet. He got strength in his leg. He got strength in his body, having never walked. But in the moment that they reached out to him and touched him and lifted him up, he received strength and power. He receives strength and power, and so much so that the Bible said he leaped and began to walk and run. And then the Bible said as he went into the temple, he went into the temple leaping and praising God. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. You're talking about to have in church. Here is a man that sat for 40 years begging, and today he's delivered. He's made whole. He's got his strength back. He's got his health back. Today he can go and get a job. Today he can go into business for himself. Today he has been made whole. Today he can go to his family. Today he might even be able to look and even get a wife and children and have a glorious life. Today, because what? He heard the word of God. He received a hand from God. And now he's walking, leaping, and praising God. Because what? He said, in the name of Jesus. You can be healed in the name of Jesus. You can be delivered in the name of Jesus. God will give you grace. God will give you power. God will give you strength. He will give you courage in the name of Jesus. Listen, if it is money that will answer your situation today, God has the cattle on a thousand hills. They belong to God. If there's anything you need, God has it. And listen, he's got so many people all over this world. And somebody right even next door to you might be the one that can help you, might be the one that can deliver you, might be the one that can cause you to be saved. If you come to Jesus today and give him your life, Jesus will take you where you've never been, and he'll do for you what you have never had done in life before. Don't you want to give God a chance for your life? Don't you want him to reach out with the righteousness of God and establish himself in your life? I think about those who are less fortunate than we are, those that who, and I appreciate what God is doing all over the world. I appreciate them. I appreciate the military for what they are doing with toys and tots. I appreciate the Bethesda missions and the Water Street mission and other areas around our area in the central Pennsylvania area. These are the things that I know. These are the places that I know that reaches out to people and help and give them comfort and give them hope. Just as we have words, they have things. They have beds. They have rooms. They have clothing. They have food, and they have shelters that they call that they'll help anybody that has a legitimate need for help and want help that's available to you. And all of them are open with the concept that Jesus Christ has provided for them that they may be able to help you in the time of your need. So I want you to know that that's available to you wherever you may be. You can give us a call here, 646-915-8259. That's 646-915-8259. Give us a call here and let us know what you're thinking about this particular text that we have. Lord, will you at this time, let me read back before we go any further. Let me read back the one thing that he said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I want you to know that wherever you may be today in life, it doesn't matter where you are in life. Jesus knows all about it, and he's concerned about it, and he loves you and not willing that you should perish, but that everyone should come unto repentance, that the glory of God shall be revealed in your life. I was weary, wounded, and sad one day. I was walking in the course of this life, and I don't know too many people that wasn't, but God had a way of doing things, and he touched our lives and changed our heart. And I love that song. I don't know who the author of it is, but it's "Change My Heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. I want to be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Master, I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. I want to be like you." That's a prayer that I believe that God hears and answered, because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. I acknowledge that I fall. I acknowledge that I had walked in my own ways. I acknowledge that I was a sinner and that I needed to be saved. I needed a Savior. I needed a new life. I needed a brand new spirit. I needed new hope. I share with you my personal testimony. I volunteered to go into the military because I needed discipline in my life. It didn't work that way because God had a purpose for me. But the process was great. I was disciplined. I did get to know how to conduct myself. I did know that I wasn't to do this and I wasn't to do that. I did know that when you became a U.S. Army that you are not your own, but you are bought with a price. Now I know how to walk with God because I'm bought with a price. I'm not my own. I don't own me. You don't own you. Jesus Christ, God's glory, God's glorious gift to the world was Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born into a virgin, given unto us into this world, lived on this earth for 33 and a half years, and died on Calvary cross. And there he was hung, bled, and died. And we have now to know that 3 days later, the Bible said that he rose from the dead and declared that all power is in his hand, and that he has the power over everything in the world, the power over good and evil. And I just appreciate God so much for his glorious work that he has accomplished in us. And so we have this hope in Christ Jesus. We have the hope form that comes to you every Saturday morning, acknowledging that God is God, and we're grateful for your presence. Listen, it would be great if you could join us at the Radisson this morning at 10 a.m. We're going to be at the Radisson, and Bishop James Hunt, the chairman of the National Church of God in Christ, is going to be delivering the word today, and we're going to be blessed and highly favored. I know the Lord uses him mightily. He shared with us so many times here and at the Cross Church, but I tell you, today is going to be a day to remember, and it's the first of the year, so we're going to have a glorious time of fellowship. I imagine that they are over there right now, probably getting breakfast, and they would be glad to have you to join them and to sit with them and just fellowship. Have a good time in worship and experience. And on tomorrow, beginning about 9:30, all the churches of God in Christ that we share with on the broadcast is going to be opening up for Sunday school. And Sunday school is the school on Sunday, and it's biblical teaching and biblical principles that are given to help us walk in a narrow and righteous way. And it is given to us because it's the right hand that the brother received when he was lame on his feet. It was the right hand. It was the right word. It's the right opportunity. It's the right place to be, and that is in the house of God. prayer on tomorrow. Let's go to Bethel, the house of bread, where we can get a word from God that will help us and take us to another level in our walk with him. So you want to make sure that you're available on tomorrow. The At the Cross Church is located at 1010 South 16th Street in Harrisburg. And the Bible Way Church is located at West and Walnut Street in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The Emmanuel Church of God in Christ is located at 16th and Liberty Street in Harrisburg. The Faith Temple Church is located at 17th and Derry. The Faith Refuge is located at 13th Street, South 13th Street. And the Lingo Memorial Church is located at Real and Division Street in Harrisburg, presided over by the Bishop Benjamin Ray Revenant, who's the President of Hope. The Mount Calvary Church of God in Christ is pastored by Superintendent Doc Gilmore, and it's located at 5th and Minnick Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. On This Rock is located on North 6th Street, Harrisburg. And Redeeming Life is located on Cameron Street, right at front. Front becomes Cameron. Cameron becomes Front Street in Stilton, Pennsylvania. So you want to make yourself right across from the Dairy Queen. The 12 Stone Church of God in Christ is located at 17th and Market Street in Harrisburg, Martin Luther King Boulevard. So they're available and open for you. Sunday school starts about 9:30. And Shiloh Church of God in Christ, 5950 Dairy Street, pastored by Pastor Kevin Scott, and they're beginning at 9:30 and 9:45. The Millennium Neighborhood Church began at 10 o'clock, and they are located at 21 Hurst Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the Grace Church is located at 17th and Bowles Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The Family of God is located at Jefferson and Wisconsin, right on the corner there. And the Shekinah Glory is worshiped with Pastor Asuka Efia. And the God in Light is located, is pastored by Pastor Willie Sawyer. And they are all waiting for you to share up and to come and share with them in the glorious time of fellowship and worship. And we're blessed and highly favored. On tomorrow at the At the Cross Church, the Reverend Elder Joshua Robertson, who is the historic quarterback for Central Dolphin East in 2008, and went on to the University of Minnesota there to get his bachelor's degree, and he's back in the city of Harrisburg and preaching the gospel, and tremendous personality, tremendous preacher, and a musician. So you want to make yourself available for the At the Cross Church of God in Christ tomorrow morning. He will begin his ministry at 11:45 to 12 noon. It will be putting him up to bring a word. And we look forward to being with you on tomorrow and hear from you. If it is all possible, the doors will be open at 10 a.m. They will be actually open at 9:30 on tomorrow morning, and the service will begin the Sunday school at 10 o'clock. So we are blessed and highly favored and glad to have you with us, and looking forward to what God will do. But the Radisson is in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. The Radisson Inn, St. Radisson, will be looking forward to joining us there for a glorious time of fellowship this morning. And remember that the Lord loves you. And if you're looking for a word of comfort and hope, this is our Hope radio program. You'll find it every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. And I'm your host, Brother Christian Robertson. Normally, Brother Danner, Tom Danner, will be with us, and others who will share in this glorious time of fellowship. And the Lord bless you, and the Lord be with you. Let me read some more for you in your hearing today from the third chapter of the book of Acts. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our father? Glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of us all. Yet now, brothers, I know that you did it in ignorance, as you did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who has preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the Father, the Lord your God will raise up you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatsoever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel to those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first God raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone from your iniquities. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I would like to pray with you now. If you have not been baptized, I would like to invite you to a time of fellowship and a time of baptism. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would certainly love to pray with you. Would you pray with me now as we invoke the presence of God upon whatever situation you may be? You may be sick in your sick bed. You may be down on your fortune. You may not be as fortunate as others. You may be facing obstacles in your life, some things that are just unable to do anything about. Well, I want you to know we have a friend in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. And I find it a privilege to take everything to God in prayer. He says, oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pain we bear. It's all because we do not take everything to God in prayer. So, eternal God, our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my. Can you sense his presence? Just call in upon his name. He's present with us now. Father, we stretch our hand to thee, and no other help I know. You're the only source of deliverance. You're our strong tower. You're our help for our hopeless situation, for our helpless situation. Help and strengthen our faith. Encourage us. As the brother said unto Jesus, help thou our unbelief. Touch us again, Lord. Touch us now. speak to our heart. Change our heart, O God. Change our heart. Make it ever true. Change our heart, O God. That man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, I ask that you would forgive them. And as they pray with me, Lord, come into our lives. Save us. Forgive us. Deliver us. Heal us. That woman, that man, that boy, that girl, that are on that sick bed, that's afflicted even right now. Father, we pray that you would stretch out your healing hand, that as we speak your word, Lord, that they be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal this man, God. Thomas Bryant. Not Thomas Bryant. Bryant Slade. Touch him now, God. You are able to do exceedingly and above that which we are able to think. Thomas Bryant, his wife Nellie, Lord, comfort them in this hour of bereavement. Be their strong tower. You've always been there for them. They know you. They've accepted you. And they serve you. I pray for comfort. In the name of Jesus, our Christ, I pray for that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord, that's walking the street today, has no home. Some of them were without proper clothing. Some of them are without proper food. But Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you continue to pour out your blessings upon us, God, that we be mindful of those who are less fortunate than we are and continue to reach out that right hand and help them, God, comfort them and strengthen them. I pray for the word of God that it will open their deaf ears, that it will move that bruised and wounded spirit, that their heart would be healed, God, and they could come back to you. I pray, O God, for that backslider who has turned away and walked in his own way. Lord, that you would just bring him, draw him by your Spirit, that you would heal him in the name of Jesus. For every situation that's arising, the confusion that's going on, God, I know that you're not the author of it, so we ask that you would stay the hand of the wicked, bind the enemy of our soul. Cast that devil out of the mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for salvation to reign in a mighty way all over this world. I pray for Kim Young. Lord, that you would just save him and deliver him. I pray for all of those that are in Iraq, Iran, those that are in Iris, those that are everywhere, God. Whatever may be the case, I know that a wound. Father, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for our president, God, that you would just continue to walk with him, Lord, and guide him, order his steps, lead him in a plain path, God. Give him to acknowledge you in all of his ways. In the name of Jesus, for those that are in Congress, God, I pray for cooperation. I pray for peace, God. Peace in this world, peace in this home, peace in the homes of men and women everywhere, all over Harrisburg, Lancaster, Carlisle, every Philadelphia. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the peace of God will rule in the heart of men and women everywhere, that your glory shall be revealed. In the name of Jesus, for everyone that's sick and afflicted, those that have been afflicted, God, you said many are the affliction of the righteous, but you promised that you would deliver from them all. We thank you right now. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you. Oh, God, you're just so wonderful and worthy to be praised. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all things in Christ. For the rest of the podcast, bless those that are listening to us. and those that will listen in the future, we thank you in Jesus' name. As we ask that you bless us, glory and honor be, dominion and power all belongs to you. What we ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. Till next week, same time, same station. Be blessed, be encouraged, let your heart be lifted up, and you be, just go on, walk on with God. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never be ashamed, for hope maketh not ashamed, but hope will come through. 40 years of sitting and now walking, leaping, and praising God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, addeth no sorrow with it. Until next week, same time, you be blessed. And this is Brother Christian Robinson saying, have a great week.